Hello, Parkside families and parents and carers. Hoping this update finds you well. It's Mr. Kelly here with my latest head teacher update. As always, firstly and most importantly, a big thank you for your continued support at Parkside Community School. It's been a fantastic start to 2026 in school, and I want to take the moment to really recognise just how brilliant our students have been, showing absolute maturity, kindness and a real commitment to their learning. The first thing I want to share with parents and carers is that we have a scheduled lockdown drill on Monday, the 9th of February at 12 o'clock. Now, this is a routine safety procedure. It's similar to a fire drill, and it forms part of an important part of our safeguarding practice. A lockdown is used when students and staff need to stay inside the building to remain safe. For example, in the extremely unlikely event of any sort of intruder or incident where we have somebody on our school grounds who shouldn't be, but we have to practice these, and it's standard practice among schools to do so. So to ensure students feel calm and confident, staff will talk through the arrangements with them beforehand, and that's occurred during assemblies this week, and students with additional needs or additional support that's required will receive an additional briefing with our SEND team as is required for the students. So during the drill, the following steps will be rehearsed: that the staff will direct students inside immediately via the nearest entry point. All exterior doors will be closed and locked. Windows will be secured and blinds fully closed. Students will move away from doors and windows. Staff will absolutely reassure students throughout the procedure, and no one will enter or exit any building for the duration of the drill. And it's essential that we practice this procedure so that in the unlikely event of a real emergency, all members of our school community understand their roles and responsibilities, and we can also identify any areas for improvement as they occur. So we sincerely hope we never have to enact a real lockdown, but preparation is vital. So thank you for your continued support of our safeguarding protocols. Important communication update is that I have mentioned it in the previous meetings, is we now have a date for moving away from text messages. So after February half term, the school will no longer use text messages as part of our communication system, and we'll move fully to email and the Arbor platform, parent app platform, for routine messages, updates and notifications. Please ensure that we have your most up-to-date email address, because that is where our communication will come through. And if you need to check or update your contact details, please contact the school office at your earliest convenience. Now to year 11, we are at the stage now in the final 10 school weeks before the exams, and we're approaching a really crucial period for those year 11 students before those GCSE examinations begin. You'll be aware of the messages we've already shared with the year group about expectations, revision and readiness. And at this stage, year 11 students should be revising at home every weekday evening and at the weekends. Small, regular study sessions now will make a significant difference for their exams in the summer. Our structured after school revision sessions, they begin next week, and students will receive a new timetable at the end of this week, start of next week, which will outline all the additional learning opportunities available after school. Please encourage your child to attend these sessions. Our teachers are working incredibly hard to provide targeted support to help students strengthen their knowledge and boost confidence and ultimately improve their final grades. So thank you to Year 11 parents and carers who attended last week's parents' evening. It was fantastic to see so many of you and to have those positive, supportive conversations about your children's progress. Your encouragement at home is vital. This is the time when Year 11 really, truly need to step up their effort. Next, attendance. As you know, attendance matters, and good attendance continues to be one of the strongest predictors of achievement for all year groups through 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and every day in school matters. Strong attendance supports your child to keep up with learning and avoid knowledge gaps, build positive routines and resilience, maintain their friendships and feel part of our school community, improve well-being through structure and belonging, accessing the full curriculum and enrichment opportunities, and also maximising their chances of academic success. So thank you for your ongoing support in helping your child maintain excellent attendance. If you need any guidance or support, our attendance and pastoral teams are here to help. Please get in touch. I mentioned in my last letter the Embark Parent Engagement Survey. We do need your voice. So thank you to all parents and carers who have already completed this year's Embark Parent Engagement Survey. If you haven't done so yet, we warmly encourage you to take a few minutes to share your views. We want every child and every family at Parkside to feel heard, valued, and included. Your feedback helps us understand what is working well and what we can improve, particularly around communication, behaviour, inclusion, and how your your child is supported and feels in school. Last year's responses led to meaningful improvements, and we're committed to continuing this piece of work. So within the letter that is sent out, there is a link and there's also a QR code. Please, could you complete this, your responses, by the 27th of March. So stay connected with Parkside. There's always plenty to celebrate here. Have a look at the latest news, student achievements, upcoming events, and do that through our social media channels. You'll find us on Facebook, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, by searching Parkside Community School in Chesterfield. It's a great way to keep updated and sharing the fantastic successes of our students and staff. Some key dates for the diary: the 13th of February is our last day of term. It's a full day and the children will finish for a week. On the 23rd of February is when children return at 8:25, Monday the 23rd of February. 9th of March is the Year 9 Parents Evening, an incredibly important evening for that year group, as we will also be choosing their GCSE options within that evening. So please ensure, as a parent and a carer, that you and your child, Year 9 child, come along to that evening on the 9th of March. On the 13th of March, we have a Year 10 history trip. Thank you as always for your continued support. If any questions at all, you need anything from us, please don't hesitate to get in touch. Take care.